Hits 105. You're listening to 105 Drive on Cambridge 105. And my guest today is Nikki Shepherd from Cambridge Space. Good afternoon, Nikki.
Good afternoon.
Nice to have you here. Now, Cambridge Space, what is it?
What is it? Well, it is a pop-up co-working space. So we're hosted at the moment at 100 Houses in Chesterton, and it is a place where if you don't have a permanent office, or if maybe you have an office in the bottom of your garden but you just like to be where people are sometimes, you as a business owner or a freelancer can book yourself into come and work from the space for half a day or a whole day or the whole week if you want.
Because it is hard working from home, isn't it? I was saying earlier, you can get distracted by all sorts, and you allow yourself to be distracted.
Yes, exactly. Sometimes people find that they get distracted. And the other thing that what we found is that a lot of people, what they miss when they're working on their own in business is that collaborative bouncing of ideas off people. Because if you work in an office and you're not quite sure how to word an email, or you don't know what to do next on a project, there's someone you can go and have a cup of tea with them and bounce an idea off them and see what they think. But often if you're the business owner or even if you're a freelancer, there's no one you can ask because you're on your own. And so part of being in Cambridge Space is you can go and be co-working with people, and you can bounce ideas off people and get some thoughts, work a bit more creatively.
So how many people do you have there at any one time then?
There's anywhere between 3 or 4 to up to about 10 or 15 at a time. And then we also have events throughout the week, various. So there's drop-in events that you can do. There's little kind of 15-minute focus sessions. There's longer lunch sessions. And then there's half-day and whole-day training and workshops that you can attend as well. So people can go along to any of those. So you could kind of come in for half a day and maybe stay for a lunchtime session if you feel like you need to get a bit of focus or bounce some ideas off people.
So you're aiming for the benefits of working in an organisation, the buzz of that, but also you're doing your own thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what does it look like? Just describe to me, if I came into the office there in Chesterton, what would I see?
What would you see? Well, because we're hosted at a housing association, you actually come into the housing association and then somebody will come and get you and take you up to the top floor. So it's a bit like the penthouse loft. It's a bit like a cross between an office and a New York loft, I guess.
Oh, I like the sound of that already. Yeah.
So it's quite fun. So we're up on the top floor. We've got great views over the city. And we've got a chill-out area. So there's some couches and there's a table where you can sit and have lunch or you can have a coffee with somebody. There's a small meeting room if you need to book a meeting room for something or you just want to close the door and work a bit more quietly. And then in the main room, we've got tables set up all around the room, so you can either sit up against a wall if you want to be a bit more closed off, or there's a big table in the middle where people just come and set their computers up and get on with what they need to do.
So you could just choose a table when you arrive?
Yeah. Yeah. You can just come in. Some people come in. The amount of kit some people bring is amazing. Lots of people have little keyboard stand things and things that they put their laptop on so that they can see it better, and all sorts of cool drawing things and stuff that people bring.
Yeah, but what kind of people do you have using the space?
We've got loads of different types of people. We've got graphic designers, we've got social media people, we've got marketing specialists, we've had web designers in, we've got a couple of people who come from a kind of software and UX design background and they're working on new things. We've got a new company that is bringing together artists and makers from across the city and from around the local area, and is sort of like an eBay type website, so they're setting that up, and then we've got some social enterprises as well that are based on site as well. So it's all about people who are trying to make an impact in some way on the world.
And they must themselves be forging connections with other people in the space, which must be great to see.
Yes, and that's the purpose, and that's also where we kind of where the idea originally came from. Because when I was working on Cambridge Style Week over the years, what we found is that when you get creative people together and they start talking about what they do, they find that they've got overlaps and they want, so you might get a blogger and they meet a web designer and a photographer and they go, oh, we could create a new website, and then off they go. And so we're finding that was part of the reason why we wanted to set up a space, so that we could foster those kinds of cross collaborations. Because what we find in Cambridge, it might be like this in all cities, but it is in Cambridge, is you get lots of people in silos working in their own little industries in their own little areas, and they're not cross-fertilising, and they're not working across silos. And so we want to get people working across, but then also it's about creating and fostering those collaborations.
And is this a relatively new idea?
It's a new-ish idea. The first Impact Hub opened in London about 10 years ago. And we're hoping that Cambridge Space is a prototype hub, and we're hoping to set it up as Cambridge Impact Hub. So that's kind of part of our journey. So the first, I guess it'd be in the last 10 years or so, they've been developing, and you're getting more and more co-working spaces. I think as freelancing and self-employment has increased, people have realised that actually, yes, it's okay to work in a cafe some of the time, but you don't always want to be in a cafe, but you also don't necessarily want to be on your dining room table or in your home office. So it's trying to find a balance between those places.
Well, the thing about work, I mean, I've worked in a cafe. The thing about working in a cafe is I end up spending a fortune because I'm eating cakes and drinking coffee. So what is the cost of Cambridge Space if you wanted to use it?
If you wanted to use Cambridge Space, it is £50 for one day a week. So £50 a month for one day a week. So, and that can be split into two half days if you'd rather, and or it's £150 for 5 days a week.
Right. And can you just turn up, or do you have to book ahead?
You can just turn up. What we do, we've got a shared calendar. And so our regular members, what they tend to do is they'll put in the calendar when they're going to be in. So we've got an idea of who's there. And at the moment, we're not yet kind of oversubscribed. So there's always going to be a table. But people can reserve. So if you're a member, you can reserve a meeting room. You could reserve if you wanted a specific desk, or and you can bring guests in with you as well. So if you're a member and you need to have a meeting with somebody, you can bring them in for the meeting in the space.
Because that's another thing, if you work from home and you have to meet somebody, again, you might end up going to a cafe, which can be very noisy, and you're not always guaranteed a table, or you bring them into your own home, which sometimes doesn't feel appropriate.
No, exactly. And I know that I found that when I was working from home, even if I was happy to do it because I had little kids at the time, you'd spend half the day kind of cleaning the house and getting rid of the clutter and making it look like it's vaguely professional. Whereas this way, you've got the benefit of working in office where it doesn't really matter what chaos you've left behind at home. You can just pick up your laptop and go off to work and be there.
Yes, you don't have a cat, as I once did, walking in halfway through a meeting with a mouse in its mouth.
Oh, no.
But I'm assuming you don't have that at Cambridge.
No, we don't have a cat at Cambridge Space.
And what are all these events you talked about that are going on around that? So these are to encourage creativity as well.
Yes, so there's lots of different, and they're everything from general workshops to encourage creativity. So Anthony Quinn did a series of improvisation workshops over the autumn, and he's going to be doing another series starting in January. We've done workshop skills workshops. So if you need to facilitate workshops or lead groups in your business or in your job, you could come and do a workshop on that. We do regular intention setting and goal setting workshops. So if you just want to take some space and set your intention for the week or the month, you can do that. And then we've done social media drop-ins, and we're looking at the idea with the workshops and the sessions is that it covers everything from, if you're running a business, so through from starting a business all the way through the journey. So some of them might be kind of how to set up your Facebook page, how to establish a social media presence. There will be a bit about bookkeeping, a bit about how to make your business more profitable, how to grow your business. So it's everything on there. And some of them are free and some of them are paid for.
This sounds great. I mean, first of all, the amount you charge is not a fortune. But the other thing is, if you pay for that space, you're more inclined to go in and actually work, aren't you?
Exactly, yeah. And that's what a lot of people have found, is that they're becoming much more efficient. Because sometimes people are more efficient when they're freelancers because you're home and there's nothing to distract you. But then what a lot of our members have found is that they're just getting so much more done because they're in and they've paid for the space and they're in a work environment and they've come in and said, right, these are the things I'm going to do today.
Well, and of course, Cambridge Space is a business for you as well. Where are you hoping to take this?
Well, we're hoping, as I said, we're hoping to open it up as an impact hub. So we're currently an Impact Hub candidate space, which means that we're in the process of working with Impact Hub, which is an international network of 80 Impact Hubs around the world. So we're doing feasibility studies, and we're looking for our final home, which we need, you know, kind of about 6,000 square feet of space somewhere near a transport hub. So if any of your listeners have any ideas for spaces, we'd love to hear about them. And so what we're hoping to do is that in the next 6 to 8 months, we would be in a position to start moving into our final home. So we're lucky we're going to be in Chesterton until the end of June. And we're hoping that we'll either have our final home or the next home lined up by then.
Oh, sounds brilliant. Yeah, absolutely sounds brilliant. And if people want to find out more or interested in booking space, you're on Facebook.
Yes.
Cambridge Space. And on Twitter.
Yeah, Cambridge Space on Twitter as well.
So they can get in touch with you via either of those platforms. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Thank you very much.
Very nice to talk to you, Nikki. Have a happy new year.
You too.
Are you doing anything nice for New Year?
Nothing too exciting, no. We've got small kids, so we tend to do the early evening New Year's thing.
Tucked away, you're probably exhausted in bed by 11:30.
Exactly, yes.
Well, nice to speak to you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.